It is always great to be back in the Great Lakes State. 8 days away from a great victory all across the state of Michigan and all across the United States of America. It's great to be here with the next governor of the state of Michigan, Bill Schuette. And it's great to be here with a candidate who is on fire and is going to be the next senator from the great state of Michigan, John James. Thank you all for being here today. Thank you for coming out for these two great candidates and for the cause. Now, I've got a lot to talk about today, but before I get started, let me, as your vice president, at least say a word about what I know is on all of our hearts today. And that was the brutal attack this last Saturday at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The Bible says that we mourn with those who mourn and we grieve with those who grieve. And today, America mourns for 11 Americans, their precious families, and for the injured in the wake of this terrible attack. Our prayers and sympathies are with them and with the entire Jewish community in Pittsburgh. As the President and I have made clear, what happened in Pittsburgh on Saturday was not just criminal. It was evil. And we will never allow violence or anti-Semitism to take hold in the United States of America. What happened Saturday was not just an attack on innocent Americans, it was an attack on our freedom of religion. The President's directed the full resources of the federal government to support the investigation and the prosecution, and I promise you, justice in this case will be swift and severe. For now, I just urge every American to pray. Pray for the members of the Tree of Life Synagogue, for the fallen, the injured. But let's also pray for the strength and wisdom to bring these senseless acts of violence to an end. And as President Trump said on Saturday, let's pray to rise above. Rise above the hate, move past our divisions, and embrace our common destiny as Americans. So help us God. And thank you. Thank you for that. And thank you for coming out today. It really is great to be back in Grand Rapids. I'm here for one reason and one reason only. Michigan and America need John James in the United States Senate and Bill Schuette in the State House. I mean, these are two great leaders. And I know something about great leaders. So let me bring greetings from a great fan of the state of Michigan. Somebody that the people of Michigan voted to make the 45th President of the United States of America. I bring greetings from President Donald Trump. Isn't he something? I'll tell you, I just love working with this guy. I really do. I just love working with a president that just brings out such strong feelings of support all across the United States of America. I mean, Not everybody agrees, but I sure do. I sure do. I mean, look at the record just in the last few weeks of this administration. Jobs report comes out, 4.2 million new jobs, unemployment at a 50-year low. And unemployment for African Americans and Hispanic Americans is the lowest ever recorded. The American dream is coming back for every American. And how about that new trade deal with the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement? We're finally putting American jobs and American workers and American farmers first. And with the support of that narrow majority in the United States Senate, this president just saw Justice Brett Kavanaugh confirmed to the Supreme Court of the United States. And it's great to be with all of you because I truly do believe, you look at Michigan, I mean, the Republican Party in Michigan is on a roll. I mean, think about it. Thanks to all of you, Michigan has a Republican governor, a Republican House, a Republican Senate, Republican Attorney General, Secretary of State, and for the first time in 30 years, Michigan voted for a Republican president of the United States of America. And I know Michigan's going to deliver again in 8 days. And I'm here because President Trump and I are counting on Michigan. We're counting on Michigan to keep up the momentum by electing this incredible state of Republican leaders, all of whom are here with us today. Let me say, Michigan needs Lisa Posthumous Lyons as the next lieutenant governor. Michigan needs Tom Leonard as the next attorney general of this state. We need Mary Treederlang as your next secretary of state. And we need to re-elect Bill Huizenga to the Congress of the United States. And on the top of the ticket, Michigan needs John James in the Senate and Bill Schuette in the governor's office. And these two leaders are surging. You can feel it everywhere you go. You really can. The excitement is palpable. People know that with Bill Schuette, you're going to have a leader in the State House that keeps Michigan growing and going forward and working with this administration. And with John James in the Senate, we're going to have a partner who will work with President Trump to move America forward. So I want to talk to you about these candidates. I want to talk to you about the progress, and I want to talk to you about the choice that Michigan faces. Because after that, y'all need to leave here, and you need to find somebody and go tell them. Because truthfully, we got 8 days left. And we need everybody in this room to leave here today with a strong burden on your hearts to go be a part of this victory that awaits us if we all do what we need to do. First and foremost, I mean, we got to tell the story of these candidates. Starting with an incredible American by the name of John James. As President Trump likes to say, John James is the real deal. Think about it. Raised in an incredible family at the age of 17, he goes to West Point. He deploys to Operation Iraqi Freedom. He logged more than 750 hours in an Apache helicopter, came back with a combat action badge and 2 air medals. John James knows what it's like to serve America. After he hung up the uniform, he came home, came to work in the family business. He's a guy that goes to work every day to help manufacturers thrive. John James has been busy creating jobs and contributing to the Michigan comeback. Under his leadership, their business has seen sales increase by 400%. John James knows how to serve America, and John James knows how to create jobs. And how about Bill Schuette? I mean, Bill Schuette basically has public service running in his veins. He partnered with Ronald Reagan a generation ago to push tax cuts that spurred economic growth. Since then, he's fought tirelessly for everyone who calls this great state home. Strengthened Michigan farmers, he's upheld the rule of law. And for the last 8 years, Bill Schuette has served as your Attorney General with great distinction. He led the fight to put 1,000 new cops on Michigan streets. He fought corruption tooth and nail. He challenged the Obama administration to stop job-killing regulations. When Michigan elects Bill Schuette governor, you're going to have a governor that takes Michigan even higher and even greater, with more jobs and more opportunity. With the strong support of these two leaders, think about the progress that we've made. If you want to know what awaits Michigan in the next 2 years, just think about what we've done in the last two. From the first day of this administration, confidence is back. Jobs are coming back. In a word, America is back. But we're just getting started, Michigan. And it hasn't happened by accident. With this kind of support these two leaders are going to give us, from the State House to the Congress of the United States, President Trump's going to build on what we've done. You know, this president's actually already cut more federal regulation than any president in American history. We've unleashed American energy, and now the United States is exporting energy as never before. And President Trump, just before Christmas, signed the largest tax cuts and tax reform in American history. We cut taxes for working families, for businesses in Michigan, and we cut out the heart of Obamacare. The individual mandate is gone. But you know, it hasn't just been about jobs and prosperity, rolling back taxes in the heavy hand of government. I'm proud to report this president's also been working closely with your Republican leaders in the House of Representatives. And I'm proud to say that as the father of a United States Marine, this president has already signed the largest increase in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. You send John James to the Senate, and we're going to rebuild our military. We're going to restore the arsenal of democracy. And we're going to give our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guard the resources and training that they need to accomplish their mission and come home safe. And we've also made great progress for our veterans, men and women who've served in the uniform of the United States. President Trump has already signed legislation bringing all new accountability to the VA, and we've expanded veterans' choice and given our veterans access to the world-class real-time health care that you earned in the uniform of the United States. And with John James in the United States Senate, we're going to build on an incredible record with our courts. You know, in the last year and a half, this president has actually seen more Court of Appeals judges confirmed than any president in American history in the same period of time. And they're all conservatives who will uphold the Constitution and the God-given liberties enshrined there, like the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, and the right to keep and bear arms in the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And let me also say, with John James in the Senate, we're going to keep standing with American farmers and standing with agriculture. So important here in the heartland. You know, the truth is, John's opponent is what's called the ranking member on the Agriculture Committee. And she's been standing in the way of a new farm bill Just because President Trump believes that able-bodied adults without dependent children ought to have to work and have a work requirement to be on food stamps. With John James in the Senate, we're going to restore the dignity of work, and we're going to move millions of people from welfare to work. We're going to do it. And we've been making great progress in this administration, standing with the incredible men and women of law enforcement. You know, as we speak today, in the wake of that horrific attack in Pittsburgh, there's four law enforcement officers who are recovering from injuries. They ran into the face of danger without regard to their personal safety, just the way police officers do in every situation like it all across this country. And under President Donald Trump and a Governor Bill Schuette and a senator like John James, we're going to give law enforcement the respect and the resources that they need to protect our families and go home safe to theirs. We're going to do it. With that renewed support of law enforcement just in the last 2 years, I'm pleased to report that we've been removing dangerous gang members and drug dealers from our streets at record numbers. We've been enforcing our laws and securing our border, and we've already started to build that wall on the southern border of the United States. Oh, we're building that wall. And you know, it's never been more clear to Americans about the need for more border security, has it? We all watch the news. We all see this another migrant caravan headed north. It started in Honduras. It's made its way to Guatemala. It's headed through Mexico. As President Trump made clear, this is nothing short of an assault on our country, and we will not allow it. Today, at the President's direction, the Pentagon announced the United States will deploy an additional 5,200 soldiers to the southwest border of the United States to harden border security. But let's be clear on this point. This caravan was organized by leftist groups in Honduras and human traffickers who have no regard for human life. President of Guatemala told me when the caravan passed through his country, they actually had to send buses to pick up the elderly and the infirm and vulnerable children that simply had been left behind by the side of the road. And the truth is, these human traffickers and organizations take advantage of loopholes in our laws to entice vulnerable families in the vain hope that they can come north and take the long and dangerous journey to come into our country illegally. So it's also been driven without question. It's been driven by the dangerous policies of the Democratic Party. Think about it, just like he just said. The Democrats don't want to build a wall. They don't want to secure our border. They don't want to close those loopholes that human traffickers use to entice vulnerable families. In fact, many of the leading voices in the Democratic Party say that we should abolish the law enforcement officials of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Well, let me make you a promise. With John James in the Senate and President Donald Trump in the White House, we will never abolish ICE. You send John James to Washington, D.C., you return Bill Huizenga and these other conservatives from Michigan, and I'll promise you, we'll secure our border. We'll build a wall. We'll close the loopholes and fix this broken immigration system once and for all. We'll do it. We'll do it. But now it comes down to a choice. It's quite frankly, I think so much of Bill Schuette and John James, I'd be here if they were unopposed. They're just that good of men. They're just that good of leaders. They just are. But you got a choice here, folks. You got a choice. Couldn't be more clear. John James served in the uniform of the United States. Senator Debbie Stabenow voted to block pay raises for the men and women of our armed forces and opposed emergency funding for our troops in Iraq. John James is a veteran who will fight for fellow veterans. Senator Debbie Stabenow voted against new resources for disabled heroes. John James wants to cut your taxes even more. Senator Debbie Stabenow, 43 years in public office, routinely has voted to raise your taxes and oppose those tax cuts that have got Michigan rolling again. Senator Debbie Stabenow is bad on taxes, bad on borders, bad on veterans, bad on our armed forces. On November 6th, let's make sure Debbie Stabenow's career is done and send John James to the United States Senate. And Bill Schuette, the same. Look, you got a Michigan comeback underway under Republican leadership at the State House. Bill Schuette knows exactly how to build on that. He's going to build on the progress. He's going to cut taxes, build better schools, repair your roads, deliver more jobs and bigger paychecks. He stood for common sense, conservative policies his whole life. But his opponent, Gretchen Whitmer, has spent a career advancing a liberal agenda that frankly doesn't line up with what Michigan said yes to over and over again. And think about it. Gretchen Whitmer wants to repeal right to work and end worker freedom. She voted no on hiring more state troopers, no on repairing Michigan's roads, no on increased funding for Michigan schools. I don't know about the rest of you, but I think come November 6th, Michigan needs to vote no on Gretchen Whitmer and vote to send Bill Schuette to the governor's office. I mean, it's a choice. Men and women, it's a choice between tax cuts and tax hikes in both cases. I mean, stronger borders and open borders, stronger military and law enforcement, weaker America. I mean, the truth is, it's a choice between results and resistance. And we need Michigan to vote for more results. We need Michigan to vote to send John James to the Senate and Bill Schuette to the State House. But it's going to take all of us to do it. Gonna take all of us to do it. I mean, I'm so glad you all are out here today. I gotta tell you, I'm very humbled to see so many people come out tonight. And I just want to thank you for the honor that you've afforded me tonight. I just can't wait to tell him about this crowd. But I want to tell you all, the choice is clear, but we know the challenge. You know, history teaches that for the party that's in the White House, the first midterm election is challenging. It's been true for the Republican Party for every first midterm for 100 years other than two. That's the conventional wisdom, that it's going to be tough to post a victory this year. But I think we all know what President Donald Trump thinks of conventional wisdom. We made history in 2016 in Michigan, and we're going to make history again in 2018 when we elect John James and Bill Schuette. We're going to do it. But I got to ask you to do a couple of things. Number one, I want you to decide right here, right now, that come November 6th, before the polls close, that you are going to vote, Michigan. You're going to vote to send John James to the Senate and Bill Schuette to the State House. You got to vote. Okay? And remember, friends don't let friends vote alone. Find a family member, find a friend, coworker, work, worship, just grab them. Say, I ran into Mike the other day in Grand Rapids. And he reminded me that these elections are won by the people that show up. So you gotta get out, you gotta tell people, we gotta get out and make it happen. Just like you made it happen in 2016, okay? Just like you made it happen in Michigan in 2016. Go tell people. And that's the second thing I want you to do. You know, I don't know about the rest of you, but you know, about this time 2 years ago, you couldn't find too many people that said we were gonna win Michigan or we were gonna win. But you know what? He never doubted it, neither did I. Because we were out with all of you every single day. And we knew people were talking to people. Family members were talking to family members, co-workers, neighbors and friends were stopping. People that knew that America could be strong again. America could be respected again. Who knew that the forgotten men and women of America could be forgotten no more again, and you went out and told people, and it worked, and you got to do it again. You got to do it again. You know, I'll always believe the most powerful media in the world is not your TV networks, not your radio, it's not your mail, it's not even your internet, your social media. It's really when somebody who knows you and respects you hears from you about something you really believe is important to them and their family and to the city and the state and the nation. So go tell people about John James. Go tell them about Bill Schuette. Go tell them about how that under the leadership of President Donald Trump, that the American heartland is coming back. The industrial heartland is coming back. Jobs are not going south of the border. They're coming back to Michigan from south of the border. Go tell them. I mean, I keep hearing about this blue wave that's coming. But let's make sure it hits a red wall in Michigan when we elect John James and Bill Schuette come November 6th. The last thing I'd say to you with a grateful heart is, after you've made a decision to vote with a friend and tell somebody, tell them what we all talked about tonight. The last thing I'd encourage you to do in these challenging times in the life of our nation, where it seems sometimes like there's more division today than at any time in my lifetime. You know, I just encourage you to remember that there will always be more that unites us in these United States of America than could ever divide us. And it's our ideals, it's our values, and it's faith. It's faith. It's boundless faith in the American people. We in the heartland, all across this country, we know this nation was built on freedom. It was built on the capacity of every individual given freedom under the law to be able to live out your dreams in the pursuit of happiness. But it's also that other kind of faith. I hear about it all the time. You know, the truth is, the sweetest words the president and I ever hear, and we hear them a lot, or when people reach out a hand and just say, I'm praying for you. This is a nation of faith. It is. It's something Bill Schuette and I talked about the first time that we met. He stands on the same foundation that I do, and John James the same. We both stand on the same rock, and it's that rock of faith upon which this nation was built. And so I just encourage you, and this one's not about candidates, it's not about a campaign, it's not about even elections, but maybe in the next 8 days, I just encourage you to pray for America. Pray for all the people of America. Pray for all the people in this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, because prayer matters. It'll make a difference. So thank you for that. Thank you for the honor of coming out tonight. Thank you for the honor of serving as your vice president. I leave here today with renewed confidence. I really do. I truly do believe. Come November 6th, with renewed Republican leadership at the state level here in Michigan, with Bill Schuette in the State House, with a renewed Republican majority in the Congress, a John James in the United States Senate, with President Donald Trump in the White House, and with God's help, we will make Michigan and America more prosperous than ever before. We will make Michigan and America safer than ever before. And to borrow a phrase, we will make America great again. Let's go get it done, Michigan. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.